This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
I'm Coy Barefoot, and this is Charlottesville Right Now. It's News Radio 1070 WINA. Thank you so much for being here. Coming up tomorrow, we'll talk live with Brian Wheeler, get our growth and development and local politics update. And on Thursday, we'll talk live with Congressman Tom Perriello. Speaking of Congressman Tom Perriello, let's spend some time here discussing the Republican race, the Republican primary, of course, coming up on June 8th to select a candidate who will vie against Congressman Perriello for the 5th district seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. My guest in studio is Rick Sincere. He is a Republican blogger of note. You can check him out online at ricksincere.com. Rick, we have a host of issues that we want to talk about. You have conducted interviews, face-to-face interviews, right?
With all the seven candidates running for the Republican nomination.
With every single one of them. So you can certainly give us your perspective as a Republican, as a a blogger and an online journalist who's really looked into their backgrounds and stories. The place I'd like to start, though, is yesterday we interviewed Lisa Province of The Hook, who broke some news yesterday regarding Fita Kid Morton, who is one of the Republican nominees in that primary. And the article, which is available at readthehook.com, is titled No Kidding, Family Values Candidate Lost Custody of Children. It's a very long article. It's very in-depth. The upshot is basically this candidate has received endorsements from all the right-wing family values folks. She's running on family values, and yet the court records show that she divorced her third husband, lost her children in a court battle, and her husband has been quoted in this article as saying, basically, she's no family values person. That's his opinion. You read the article, and I want to talk about the article, and I also want to talk about some folks were pretty angry yesterday that we were even talking about this, and they didn't think this was news. What's your perspective on this story?
Well, I think it definitely is news when a candidate puts himself or herself out there and says, I believe in family values, and I think that I should be able to make legislation that affects how people live their lives and how they choose to form their own families. That person should be open to criticism for how they live their own life in terms of their family values. And I think what's more significant in the article than Fita Morton's ex-husband's view is the judge in family court who said that she had anger and bitterness issues that made her an unfit mother. And because she had an outburst in the courtroom, and somebody who can't keep an even keel in a courtroom in a custody proceeding probably can't be counted on to keep an even keel as a legislator when they're facing up to the likes of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Rick Sincere, and the phone lines are open. 977-1070 is the phone number. Your thoughts about this story? Is it news? Should we be talking about it? And I'm very interested to hear what the listeners have to say. I know a number of people were trying to get through yesterday to share their thoughts about this story, and now is your opportunity. It's 977-1070. I think if there was a left-wing activist, a clean energy activist, who every time they got on, in front of the media, they were talking about solar and we need wind energy and I want windmills. And then you find out in court records that they're actually a tremendous supporter of mountaintop removal coal mining and that they've made a fortune on that. It's not apples to apples here, but it seems to me that that would certainly be news and would shed light on their political opinions.
Well, yeah, I can give you some specific examples like that. Just a few weeks ago, on grounds at UVA, I saw a movie from the Moving Picture Institute called Do As I Say, which is a documentary about liberals and progressives who don't do as they say. One example was Michael Moore, the documentary filmmaker, who claims that he's never owned any stock. But in fact, he and his wife formed a nonprofit corporation that holds hundreds of shares of stock in companies like Halliburton. Another example, closer to the one you just gave, is Al Gore, Mr. Inconvenient Truth, whose private home in Tennessee uses something like 10 or 15 times the amount of energy that an average home uses. And he's always talking about energy conservation and things like that. You can find all sorts of examples like this of how people live their private lives that impinges on their public policy positions in a negative way. And I think people should be called out for that kind of hypocrisy. You know, on the Republican side, on the conservative side, it happens that people hold themselves out as avatars of family values. And we have the example today from Indiana, where Congressman Mark Sauter was asked to resign by John Boehner, the minority leader, because he had an affair with an aide. Not only that, the two of them, Congressman Sauter and his aide, made a video talking about how important abstinence is. If you find hypocrisy in the dictionary, Mark Sauter's picture is next to it.
Yeah. So we're talking with Rick Sincere. It's ricksincere.com, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. We invite the listeners to join this program at any moment when it so moves you, 977-1070. Certainly, hypocrisy is nothing new in American politics. And this story in The Hook, it certainly appears to be a story about hypocrisy on the part of Fida Kid Morton, a Republican nominee down in Fluvanna County.
It certainly does. As I commented on The Hook's website yesterday, it's perfectly okay for Fida Morton to have three husbands, but she says it's not okay for gay people to even get married once. I think that, you know, when she says that, I should not be able to form a family, but that she can do it multiple times. And when, you know, the Bible says that anybody who gets divorced and remarried is an adulteress or an adulterer, depending on which side you're on, that seems to me the height of hypocrisy. You know, telling some people how to live their lives while not living your own life in the way you claim to be is very hypocritical in a way that affects the lives of other people. You know, if somebody is hypocritical,
and that's the larger point here,
right?
Somebody running on a family values ticket is going to get in office and make decisions, wants to make decisions, is telling voters, I'm going to make decisions that affect goes not just the boardroom but your bedroom.
Right.
Is there any bigger definition of big government, and yet we see the Republicans running on this ticket left and right.
You know, I don't care if, you know, the chairman of the board of Walmart has skeletons in the closet in his private life. I don't care whether the president of the University of Virginia has those kinds of skeletons. But when somebody is making policy for the rest of us based on those hypocritical points of view, that is important. That is relevant.
We're talking with Republican blogger Rick Sincere. He's online at ricksincere.com. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. We'll take a quick break. When we get back, we'll find out what Rick thinks about the extent to which this article might damage Fida Kid Morton's chances to win the nomination. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Nibbling on sponge cake. 22 minutes after 5 o'clock here in Central Virginia, 5:22 on the clock on the wall. I'm Coy Barefoot. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now. It's News Radio 1070 WINA. Thanks so much for being here. Happy Tuesday. Let's rejoin our conversation with Republican blogger Rick Sincere. He's online at ricksincere.com. So this really bombshell of a story hits yesterday, just a few weeks before the Republican primary on June 8th, a district-wide primary. Voters go to the polls and choose the Republican candidate who will run against Tom Perriello in November. Tell me, where is Fida Kid Morton in this field of folks vying for that Republican nomination, and what impact, if any, this news might have?
Well, it's hard to say where Fida or any of the other candidates are right now, because at least I have not seen any independent polling done. There have been some internal campaign polls that have been released that tend to show good things for the candidates who are releasing the polls. There have been some straw polls which are completely unreliable. I know there's at least one that I inadvertently voted on at least twice. But I think...
Didn't she win a straw poll?
She won a straw poll at the 5th District Convention, but even that one is kind of hard to judge because it was done in a hurried way by someone who had never conducted a straw poll before. Obviously, she claimed to have won, but the question is,
how much stock do you put in?
How many people left before the poll was complete because it was a long way to drive home and things like that. But in any case, I think that this article can hurt her. This news can hurt her because voters in this very low turnout Republican primary on June 8th are going to be voting strategically. The aim of every Republican in this district is going to be to nominate the candidate who can best beat Tom Perriello. And Feta Morton has just been weakened. She has just handed Tom Perriello a bunch of ammunition he can use in the general election campaign. And I think a lot of very intelligent Republican voters, even if they like Feta's positions on the issues and think she would be a good candidate under other circumstances, will decide to make her their second choice and vote for somebody else.
Because this weakens her in her potential race against Perriello.
Precisely. The Republicans are very hungry to win this seat back. Tom Perriello is going to be a formidable opponent, and they want somebody who can do the best job, especially in terms of debating against Perriello and looking good in the news leading up to the general election in November.
It's almost 25 minutes after 5 o'clock here in Central Virginia. It's about 60 degrees. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. We're talking live with Republican blogger Rick Sincere online at ricksincere.com. Rick, do you think whoever wins the nomination, the race, this election against Perriello in the 5th District coming up in November— I'm curious how dirty you think this is going to get.
I don't know how dirty.
Like,
it's
let's
going
compare
to
it to the race against Virgil that just happened.
I think Virgil Goode would still be in Congress today if he had not run the kind of campaign he did 2 years ago. Kristen Schoenwald, the former chairman of the Albemarle County Republican Party, pointed out at the district convention that Virgil was running ads accusing Tom Perriello of being a New York lawyer. And the next day, Tom's father was on the air saying, hey, you know, I've been the doctor to all your kids, and Tom grew up here. And Tom did grow up here. And Virgil Goode was trying to put something across that was blatantly false, and it backfired. It backfired badly on him. It might have worked in the southern part of the district where people didn't personally know the Perriello family, but it certainly didn't work in the Charlottesville area where the bulk of the voters are.
Yeah. Now, there's always that huge, especially in Virginia, there's always that huge bubble in the middle, and I'm one of them. You know, we tend to vote, sometimes we vote Republican, sometimes we vote Democrat, and that definitely affected this race in a 5th district that was carved out for a Republican nominee. I mean, this was a district created by Republicans, and, little old blue Charlottesville and a little purple Albemarle County is basically in this sea of red, fifth district, in this fifth congressional district. And so what do you think those swing voters in the fifth district, how do you think they might be looking to vote this November?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is that even though Tom Perriello won the election 2 years ago by about 730 votes, John McCain carried the district in the presidential race. This is a Republican district, and I think because of Tom Perriello's votes on health care, on cap and trade, on the stimulus package, which all go against the grain of Republican and conservative voters in the 5th District, he's going to have to defend that, and I don't think that he can successfully do that. This is a race that is Tom Perriello's to win, not to lose.
We're talking with Republican blogger Rick Sincere. We're going to take a break for local news and weather and continue this conversation with your calls at 977-1070. Rick, when we get back, I want to hear from you who you think is the Republican nominee currently in the field that stands the greatest chances of beating Tom Perriello. That coming up in just a few minutes. Thirty-seven minutes after 5 o'clock in Central Virginia, 5:37 on the clock on the wall. I'm Coy Barefoot. I hope you're doing well on this gray Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Charlottesville Right Now. Let's rejoin our conversation with Republican political blogger of note, Rick Sincere. He's online at ricksincere.com. So let's talk about this 5th District race. And I'm curious, tell us about, you know, who's running and who you think. You said earlier, Republicans, when they go to the primaries on June 8th, they're going to be thinking one thing. Who among this list can beat Perriello? That's the focus here. And some others, I guess, will be thinking, no, you know, I like Ken Boyd. I know him. I'm going to vote for him, for example. But most Republicans will be thinking strategically, as they do in primaries. So who do you think has the strongest possibility to actually beat incumbent Tom Perriello?
Well, let me say from the outset that I may not be that good a prognosticator, because if you had asked me 2 months ago, would there be 7 candidates on the ballot in the Republican primary in the 5th District, I would have said no, at least 3 or 4 of them will have dropped out by now. But all 7 of them got on the ballot, which really changes the calculus of the whole race. I mean, statistically, somebody can win this nomination with 15% of the vote. I think the winner will probably have 27-28% of the vote. I think conventional wisdom is that Robert Hurt, the state senator from Chatham, is in the best position to both win the nomination and go on to beat Perriello in the fall. There are a lot of people in the Republican Party who are unhappy with Senator Hurt for some of his votes. I'll give the example of Feta Morton. She sent out an email just a few weeks ago, criticizing him for voting for a piece of legislation that allows Virginia businesses to give life insurance benefits to their employees, even if they're not married. I mean, basically, it's to allow them to give benefits to the spouses of employees in same-sex couples or other unconventional arrangements.
Which is standard for corporate America.
Right. It's standard for corporate America, and Virginia was the only state that prohibited that. She criticized Senator Hurt for voting for that bill. What she failed to note was that the bill passed unanimously both the House of Delegates and the state Senate, and it was signed into law by Governor McDonnell on April 7th. So the question is she having an issue with Governor McDonnell and the entire General Assembly? So the slings and arrows that are being aimed at some of these candidates are a bit odd and sometimes off base.
Yeah.
I would say that almost any of these candidates could beat Tom Perriello in the fall, simply because this is a strongly Republican district. As I mentioned, John McCain won the district in 2008, and Tom Perriello only won by about 722 votes. I remember very clearly because I was part of the recount procedure. And so the default position would be to vote Republican. I think there are a couple of candidates who are weak. I would say not just because of the article that was in The Hook yesterday, but because of other issues. I think Feta Morton is a weak candidate. She might have had a lot of endorsements by national organizations, but she wasn't raising a lot of money, hasn't been raising a lot of money locally. Another weak candidate is Ron Farron, who also has an extreme sort of social conservative position. I think besides Senator Hurt, the candidate I like best is Michael McPadden, who's from Albemarle County. He's an airline pilot, Armed Forces veteran. I think Lawrence Virga could do very well against Perriello when it comes to debates. He does not seem to be getting a lot of traction among Republican voters. I don't know why. I think he's an attractive candidate in many ways. Ken Boyd has proven himself to be a vote-getter in a Democrat-leaning district, and he's been able to work across the aisle with Democrats as a member of the Board of Supervisors and previously as a school board member. And I think that perhaps Ken is a bit too soft-spoken for a congressional race, but I think he could beat Perriello too.
But that would not be a pretty debate. If Ken Boyd got the nomination and went to debate Perriello, personally, I don't think it would be pretty for Republicans.
I think it might be both of those difficult
on television together, and it would not play in Ken Boyd's favor.
They're both very intelligent people with good experience. I think a lot of people are rather short-sighted in saying that somebody like Senator Hurt or Ken Boyd should get the nomination because they've been previously elected. Let's remember, Tom Perriello never ran for public office before he was first elected, and he's in Congress today.
We're talking with Republican political blogger Rick Sincere. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. right-leaning district, a Republican district, the 5th district, the big elections in November, the primaries June 8th, just coming up a few days away. Your perspective on why Perriello might be difficult to beat?
Tom Perriello has learned the lessons about constituent services. Last August, he held more town hall meetings on health care and other issues than any other member of Congress in the country. I think he had 21 town hall meetings over a period of about 30 days. And he at least gave the appearance of listening to constituents on these issues, even though he went ahead and voted against their interests on the health care bill when it came to a vote in Congress in March. He at least let people have their say. And he's willing to meet with voters. He does great constituent services, as I mentioned. He's a very formidable, smart opponent, and it's not going to be a walk in the park for whichever Republican gets the nomination this fall, on June 8th. It's going to be a long, hard campaign. And I was talking to a Republican analyst the other day who said that the Republican Party has targeted 12 races where they're trying to beat an incumbent Democrat. Two of those races are in Virginia. One of them is Tom Perriello's district here and Glenn Nye's district in the second. And he said they're confident of winning 10 of those 12 races. They don't know which 10 they're going to win.
That's great. But they know they got 10 to win. In the second district, very, very interesting, and there might be a lesson there for the fifth. Second district, of course, down in Virginia Beach, Scott Ridgel will likely get the nomination, has been endorsed by Governor Bob McDonnell and all the top Republicans. And yet Kenny Golden pulled out of that primary race and is running as an independent, has been endorsed by Virgil Goode. And it's very, very interesting. The question will be to what extent Kenny Golden might split the conservative ticket. Will we see something like that in the 5th district, you think?
I certainly hope not, because I think the result of Kenny Golden being in the race in the 2nd district is that Glenn Nye will be reelected. Now, Nye has been a different kind of congressman than Tom Perriello. Glenn Nye ran as sort of a liberal Democrat, even though he's a veteran. But he voted with the Republicans on health care. He voted with the Republicans on cap and trade. I'm not sure what his vote was on the stimulus package, but he has been fitting himself to his district more effectively than Tom Perriello has been doing. And I think that's going to have an impact in the race in the fall. And if Kenny Golden is still in there and gets 3 or 4% of the vote, that may mean that Glenn Nye is reelected. And with the census coming up and redistricting, that pretty much means he'll be in office for as long as he wants to be.
But doubtful we'll see something like that in the fifth.
I don't think so. I've heard rumors of a candidate who says that he will be an independent candidate only if Robert Hurt gets the Republican nomination. I don't know whether he'll follow through on that. And I think it would be a mistake if he did. Look how narrow the victory of Tom Perriello was in 2008. And I don't think the Republicans want to go through that again.
Does the narrow victory for Perriello say something about the 5th district? Is the 5th district getting a little purple?
No, I think it says something about Barack Obama. The 2008 election was an outlier because the presidential ticket headed by Barack Obama brought in a lot of new voters. African-American voters, young voters, student voters who will not show up to vote in November 2010 because they don't have that kind of motivation that they had 2 years ago.
Rick Sincere, he's online at ricksincere.com, Republican political blogger. Check him out. Rick, thank you so much for being here. We're going to have you back again really soon.
I'd love to be here. It was really enjoyable to be here today.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break, get a Market Watch update.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.